Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Big win over the Cleveland Browns, perhaps their most complete win in a couple of seasons at Heinz Field. Kevin Battle, you were there in the stands.
Was unbelievable. I felt like I was able to see something that no one else was allowed to see.
Well,
you're one of the few fans in the building, you know.
Who else was there? Former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch is on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline, and we welcome Charlie every Friday at this time.
Yeah, courtesy of Parks Casino. Good morning, Charlie. Thank you for joining us. Got to ask you, the point spread changing just a little bit, and Ben Roethlisberger sat out yesterday's practice. There's some big concern there, or nothing to be concerned about?
Well, there's concern only because, you know, if you go a couple weeks ago, he wanted to practice during this time. So I think, you know, it's a little concern. I don't think it should be overly concerned, because I think Ben will come out and say something by now. But I fully expect to see him on Sunday.
Yeah, nobody outside of you who played with him and knows, you know, that position, and he has been everything I think he and we as fans hoped he would be so far, though, right?
Yeah, he has. And I think just watching him over the years, I mean, this is the best that I've seen Ben in the pocket. He's getting the football, getting rid of the football as quickly as he's ever been, and he's neutralizing the blitzes there. So that's something that really he added to his game. And the arm strength and everything else is there. So, man, this is something that we should all be encouraged about as Steeler fans.
Something that was scary, obviously, and a lot of people are concerned about, Devin Bush's big injury, serious injury, but the defense in good hands, a quick backup there, right?
Yeah, I mean, but I'm more concerned with that position. And I know Rob Spillane, he played well for a half, but can he do it consistently? We don't know. We'll all figure that out. And that's the beauty of being a young player, watching the growth and development as a player. But if you just go back a few years ago when Ryan Shazier was injured, he was all everything. But they had to use three linebackers just to fill that void. That went on for about a year and a half before, Devin Bush was actually drafted. So now this is going to be an area that everyone is focusing on, and it's going to be a big challenge for him this week against Tennessee.
And it is a big challenge. We're with Charlie Batch. So you have two 5-0 teams. And I didn't realize, Charlie, how rare this is in the National Football League, even five games in, now into the sixth weekend, that you have two undefeated teams going head-to-head. So who's better?
It's a big matchup for sure. And I think when you looked at it, yeah, the history of the NFL rarely has occurred. But also as rarely has occurred in Pittsburgh, because it's been since 1978 since they've been 5-0. So I'm excited to be part of that conversation. But I think when you look back, just both teams, both quarterbacks are outstanding. We have Big Ben. We have Ryan Tannehill on the other side, and both of them are putting up big numbers in addition to the running game. So I think the biggest challenge for our defense is going to be Derrick Henry. He just, like you heard Mike Tomlin this week, it's like watching Bud Dupree, but only running the ball, and he's faster. So this is going to be a big challenge for our defense, and of course on the other side for our offense is going to be one of those things that, now, can they win on the road? We don't know that. They play a weak Giants team who's now 1-6, but here we are now facing Tennessee at 5-0. So it's going to be a good challenge for this team on the road, and now over the next couple of weeks, we're going to see whether this team is really a contender or they're just middle of the road team.
Yeah. Were you surprised? Coach Tomlin says that Henry just wears you down. That was his quote the other day. Were you surprised that Cleveland came into town? Everybody thought they were a contender, that this was their big moment here in Pittsburgh to really reestablish that franchise. Were you surprised at the result on Sunday?
I wasn't surprised at the result. I mean, it's just I expected the Steelers to win. But I think when you look back and just look at the tale of two cities, I mean, they were trying to hype up everything on their end because they'd never been in that position. But here we are in Pittsburgh. We're just like, oh, it's Cleveland. We'll win this game. So it was like, okay, so it wasn't a big deal to us. When we won, it was expected. And if you heard Baker Mayfield's quote, he said, man, this is the worst 4-2 team that I've been on. We feel like we're 0-6. So that's the expectations. They're trying to hype themselves up and believing they're a contender. We're here. We're here. We are knowing that we're a contender.
So last week it was, it's Cleveland. But is it this week? This is Tennessee. Is it sort
yeah,
of?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And you look back and say, okay, this is a 5-0 team, and you look and they're leading their division. So this is going to be a situation where now you have to win because of seeding issues as it relates to playoffs. So. What's going to be Tennessee this week, and there's going to be Ravens week next week. And we know how we all feel about the Ravens, but we can't skip ahead. We have to take care of Tennessee this week.
And the Titans are coached by former Steelers linebacker Mike Vrabel. There's always a great Pittsburgh connection. And I think, Charlie, Tennessee was the surprise team of the playoffs last year with Ryan Tannehill playing at an elevated level. And there was no running back in football that was better than Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and Mike Vrabel, I mean, he has it going. I mean, think about – how fast he ascended in the ranks. I mean, he went quickly from a former player, then all of a sudden he is defensive coordinator, and all of a sudden he's named head coach. And people thought that was a little bit too quick for a guy that way, but now he, you know, superseding all expectations that were made for him. But I think the one thing for me is the knowledge of the rules. And it seems like every other game he's coming up with something that everybody's saying, that was a rule. How was he able to take advantage of it? And now what happened, what we'll see is in the offseason, the competition committee will do something to neutralize that rule because of what Mike is now bringing to the occasion. So kudos to him.
Yeah, he did. What did he do last year? And everybody's like, you can't do that. And then they said, well, actually, you can do that. He kept he was driving Belichick crazy. In a game
it was like a false start. Something. It was like took a penalty. Then he did a false start, and he was able to bleed off, you know, a minute of the clock. And everybody's like, "How did he do that?" So, you know, we're learning it as it goes along. Some of these little loopholes.
He outsmarted Belichick, which was kind of cool to see.
Yes, it was, and I think that's the part that, you know, everybody is happy about because it happened to the Patriots.
Oh, what are the Patriots this year? 2-3. Yeah, that's good to see, actually. I mean, I have no I don't think any other team. That's one of those teams, New England, where unless you're a Patriots fan, the rest of the league just hates you.
Right. I agree with that. And it's almost vice versa, too, because if you're swinging on the other side, people are probably saying, we're not Steeler fans either. But, you know, there's a reason why, you know, both of these teams have been, you know, the relationship with Patriots and Steelers have been on prime time all of these years because of the fan base and people and their love for their team.
All right. A lot has been made of Derrick Henry. Now, people are comparing him for stat reasons between Barry Sanders, Adrian Peterson, Sean Alexander. So where does this guy fit in?
Wow. I mean, I think he's creating a niche of his own. But when I first initially saw him, I thought he looked like Brandon Jacobs. I don't know if you remember that big running back they had with the New York Football Giants. And he was a big beast that way, but he didn't have this acceleration and the speed like Derrick Henry. We've never seen this before with Henry. So it's going to be interesting to see. And I think this is why the onus is on the defensive line. Big two with Tyson, Cam Hayward. These guys have to get out and make sure that they cannot allow this guy a running start.
Yeah, because if he gets a running start, those D-backs do not want to try to tackle him. This is where gang tackling and all that.
Beef on the line is what we need. Huh?
Bottom line, Charlie, what do you see Sunday?
Man, I see this Steelers team is going to be a challenge for them, man. They have to play their best football in order for them to get out of this game unscathed. So it's going to be interesting to see. I do have the Steelers kind of creeping to a one-point win on the road, staying unbeaten as they prepare for Baltimore next week.
I'd be okay with that. Former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch, great to have you on board, Charlie. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.